This is Dr. Bill Deagle. I'm introducing Dr. Truat. We'll be talking in a minute. This is Monday, the 10th of February. I've been up most nights up 2 or 3 hours at least a night doing videos and updates on the SARS Corona bioweaponized super plague. Now, we have solutions to it, and some of those are nutraceutical. Some are our scalar technology, which we'll talk about in a minute here with Dr. Truat. My website is Nutrimedical, NutriMedical.com. You can get free information on there. We're actually expanding it. You can go to my Vimeo live stream and my YouTube pages, and there's a link directly here on the right-hand side. If you look at that main area here, it says a Vimeo live stream and a YouTube live stream. We're soon going to add an audio stream, and that'll be on everything, including your iPhone, Android, and over at my radio.co station in the UK. And we also upload that to my pippa.io to convert it even to YouTube for all the social media, SoundCloud, Twitter, and Facebook. So this information's everywhere. And I did actually a number of videos yesterday, but last night I did another big one for about 40-some minutes doing an update on for the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, 30,000 doctors about the SARS coronavirus super weapon. And I want to talk with Dr. Truat, and I'm going to actually go to that subpage that deals specifically with the products we call the epigenetic field therapy, and we'll go there right now and open that up, and that'll be open here in a second, and then we're going to go there and talk about this. All right, Dr. Chu, we should be up there in just a second. Right now, if you want to go to Nutrimedical, here we go. Here we go, we're open, okay. Now, if we look down here, you can see epigenetic field therapy. I usually recommend you get a full consult when you do this because you want to be on the right nutraceuticals to protect yourself. And it's very important that you understand that. Now, we have, of course, the diagnostic machine called the QRMA. You need to have time payments on that, or you can get it at a whole. Usually recommend that you can pay it by check, but you can, with less than $1,000, you can do a credit card. We have also the Cell Vital Mat that you have, your friend from Germany. This is designed by Dr. Fisher. This is the most advanced. The next one generation before that is the QRS mat, which we have down here. I'm sitting on one, actually. This generates a Fibonacci frequency sequence to heal your body and raise your zeta potential. Other machine, of course, we have, of course, the Resonant Light Pearl M Plus technology and the ProGen 3. These give specific frequencies. And, of course, we have you can see here the picture on the left-hand side of the Sonic Life machine. Now, the one I think is most remarkable, and we don't have a picture yet of the Mini Magi, but the Magi is probably the most powerful pulse magnetic device I've ever seen, even though it's very tiny. In fact, the new Mini Magi is about a third the size of this one, and you can obtain this right now. Now, of course, these devices are down here below. You can actually purchase them on our products list here. Let me see if I have it here now. The products list includes, of course, these different technologies here. So you can purchase the Sonic Life machine. You can purchase the Magi. These are all available right now, whole body magnetic field therapy. So, Dr. Chu, I'd like you to kind of give us some background on the Magi. Because it's been tuned to 432 hertz. The Mini Magi is about one-third, and it has its own band to kind of attach around your sacrum, because the sacrum is the sacred bone of the body, and the 432 are tuned to the frequency of minerals, so this can help to heal your body and protect it from things like the SARS coronavirus and also the electropollution of dirty electricity from Gwen Towers, smart grid, and 5G network, etc. You got to be very careful with this, though, because it detoxes you quickly. So first week or so, maybe 15 minutes a day with it turned on, the rest of the time you can wear it. Increase gradually to half an hour a day. I usually tell people to go slow. I went faster, and I started to detox at an enormous rate, and I found out the hard way. That's not what you do. You got to treat this little device with respect, right? And I was taking, when I started detoxing, you want to take things like our Kelar Max and Ultra Zeolite, Xenoestrogen Detox, Sem-Ethyl, which is S-adenosyl methionine, our special minerals, and we also had the monatomic minerals if you have deficiencies. You got to take all these things because when your body starts to activate things, it's going to start detoxing as well, so you better be prepared for that. And also regeneration, we have our Red Deer Velvet DR. I have U.S. patents on the first product returning to the fetal state by supplying all the building blocks for rebuilding any organ. First patented product in the world that returns to a state where you don't physically age. So, Dr. True, tell us all about the Magi. And, of course, the other device that you have that we should discuss is the photon sound beam that Tesla invented in 1893 for the World Fair, you have it reinvented, and it has another device that could generate a resonant field. But the Magi does a lot of these things by itself, including the Mini Magi, which is about a third of the size of this, but has the same power. It's amazing. So tell us all about it.
Again, the key to this whole thing is the circuit board technology that pulses and creates a specific radio frequency in a scalar fashion. Now, it fulfills everything as far as the FCC requirements. We don't broadcast this in a very, like a radio station would broadcast, but right. No, it absolutely puts out a frequency field that we have shown, Dr. Bill, that absolutely takes care of viruses. For instance, the original technology of that's part of that radio frequency probe that was part of that is still part of the photon sound beam.
Right, yeah, there's three electrodes. There's two glass electrodes and a black electrode in the back of the machine.
Yeah,
and that one actually generates a field that'll turn off any viral infections like herpes simplex on your skin or vaginal herpes or whatever. So it has the frequencies that actually shut down the spread of viruses, right?
Right, so we've had great success with that. Just for years, we did this a standalone machine that we actually originally called the Magi, because that, you know, the electrical engineer that helped design that, Ed Skilling, had done incredible work with this on different viral structures, not the least of which is herpes and other venereal disease structures.
Right.
We've tested this with people with advanced warts, genital warts, even warts all over the hands and the back and trunk. This particular frequency of this black box would, and we did also, we combined copper and silver and zinc together onto the viral load, but without, just with the minerals themselves, antiviral mineral like zinc, it was very, very marginal in its effect. When we combined it with the pulse frequency, the warts, for instance, or the herpes would immediately scab over and go away. We applied this to people with sheep.
So in other words, you can use the Magi. Would you put the Magi over that area? Let's say you had something like a virus in your middle ear or over a pair of a rash that you have, like it's due to viral exposure?
Exactly. What I'm saying is the black box had no magnetics with it. Now, when we combine the magnetics, we're not changing and altering the hertz frequency, we're just allowing it to be driven deeper into the cells and tissues, which is makes it frankly more effective. We've had
in other words, if people have a Magi device, helps generate a field that's antiviral, is what you're saying?
Right. We've had testimonials against the reason why we really marketed this out there is for people.
Now, based on the equation of research I've done over the years, I gave my first lecture in 1982 on phonon and maser cytogenetics. The equations you gave me work, I know, from Dr. Nikor Nistrov at the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow, because they've known about this stuff in Russia for 7 decades, okay? And in the 70s, they had a virus get out of containment. They used scalar viral suppression technology to suppress a virus that got out of containment out of biopreparat in Russia. And so this allows you to have a personal device, but also I've got tunable frequencies, and I'm working on that too. And I'll soon have, probably later today, the atomic mass of the SARS-CoV-Alpha virus. And with that, we can actually calculate, according to equations that Ryan Spalding worked out, to give us a specific resonant frequency that helps you suppress it, like the Rife frequencies that people have been using for a century to suppress viral infections with the Rife tables. This is more accurate than the Rife tables.
Well, I would just... I get that, and the Russians research on the scalar. Keep in mind, this goes back to, really, Lakovsky's work, right by the same time concurrently with what Tesla was doing. Lakovsky had found that, indeed, there were people responding. Of course, back in Lakovsky's era and that of Tesla, people really hadn't gotten the microscopics to go in and identify viruses. They all were assuming it was all bacterial in nature Right. So it wasn't until, probably, when was it, the 30s or so, they began to understand viruses are there.
Yeah, the electron microscopy when the Rife tables were developed is what you're saying.
Yeah. So what we're finding now is exactly viruses being so much smaller in nature than a bacterial microbe. The viruses seem to have a real problem surviving with a pulsed electromagnetic field, just a pulse frequency field. So I'm saying I don't think it has to be genetically specific and atomic weight to be effective.
Yeah. Well, I can create a resonant field.
Let me finish my statement.
Yeah, that's important because you know where you're saying this device doesn't need to be tuned into a particular virus because, again, even the SARS-CoV-2 is going to mutate, or there's other, we call bioweapons out there. This will just generally suppress any viral biological weapon, and it can suppress it.
We've verified this much in our preliminary research, and this is going back over 15 years ago with the radio frequency or RF probe of the sound
right.
machine.
Right.
We had extremely positive clinical results with not only chickenpox virus. We've also found a number of cases actually where it really relieved shingles, not only the pain but the actual breakout of the shingles. We found just with the magic, and we found this by accident. We weren't looking for this. Okay, I want to make that very clear. We put the Magi out to people that were electromagnetic sensitive, that had the sensitivity to smart meters and smartphones, et cetera, et cetera. But what they found, two different individuals, their little children started crying with inner ear infections or earaches, and then they just intuitively turned the Magi on and let their child lay on it. And then we're talking just 15, 20 minutes, the pain, the inflammation went away, and the child was just fine. Those are viral loads,
right?
Obviously.
So okay, that's not significant. In other words, let's summarize. We have the oral things to stop the virus. We have the plasma iodine, Allicin Med, NutriSilver. We've got Nutri Defense that strips out the viral capsid. We have things to stop the cytokine storm, which is Power C Plus and Cell Defense. I'm actually meeting with a gentleman from India to upgrade our cell defense, which is our special turmeric or curcumin that gets rid of the cytokine storm, which is 800% more absorbed than anybody else's turmeric or curcumin. And we're looking at a newer version of the curcumin powder that may be many, many times even more than that absorbed. The combination of that and using airway protection with NIOSH mask, little visor for your eyes, and our defense wipes that kills all the viral capsid and all bacterial cell wall pathogens, and the use of the scalar technology like the Magi pad can be used to actually protect people from being infected with the super weapon, because this is going to kill a lot of people. It's my feeling that if we don't have much more aggressive measures, because you can't just pick people up like the Chinese are doing, people is to grab sick people and put them in what we call medical prison, or like they're welding off actually the doors so people can't leave apartment buildings in China, which is crazy. You have to actually catch them when they've actually just picked up the virus and they're before they get in the fulminant phase where it gets really bad and then their CD4 cell count drops, or they go into a cytokine storm after they have lymphopenia where their lymphocytes drop like a rock, and then all of a sudden they dump a bunch of cytokines in their blood and they get a cardiorespiratory arrest. So what I see happening here is this is a challenge to society. We don't have policies or behaviors that are going to stop any super plague, do we? But these things, a combination of the NutriMeds and the Magi, may be significantly able to help people, won't it?
Well, I just consulted with another Russian doctor just over the weekend, Dr. Bill.
Right.
I talked about this on my radio program, and he was sent a transcript, and indeed he verified the patents of these viruses. The patents and where they've been assigned, he verified that, and he also...
Oh, yeah, these are all bioweapons. That's why I get a kick out of the CDC and even the World Health. They're just fronts for biotech companies that are going to make money either on making the bioweapons or protection from it, like the vaccines. So they're on one side or the other of the dialectic, but they're going to make money either way.
But the point is, this is... People I laugh to see their... They put masks over their nose and their mouth. Well, the vast majority of the infections come because it's airborne. They come into the visceral fluid on the eyes.
Right.
And it's eye-borne, so they really need to have goggle protection for the eyes. But what I explained to him, and he verified it, there needs to be more research. We can't make any medical claims on this, but the fact of the matter is, this magi will put a cocoon roughly 3 feet around your body with this protective wave. It's a scalar wave, and the Russians, you're right, the Russians have done this technology. This particular physicist I was speaking with verified through my network and people I was on a conference call with that at least theoretically, that what we're doing theoretically could flat out stop this in its tracks by basically putting an invisible biohazard suit around your body. That's what I'm saying is slightly what's happening. Let's say you have a huge viral load coming your way, and if you have a cocoon literally of a 432 hertz pulse that has been known to kill the viruses,
right,
off your body in a cocoon.
Well, if you combine that with our plasma, Edgar Cayce plasma iodine, Nutrius Silver, which is basically your monatomic silver combined with your liposomes, my Allicin Med from Germany, my Nutri Defense, which kills a viral capsid, my special Power C Plus, which is calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate, and my new not only Cell Defense Plus, my Cell Defense Plus Super that I'll be upgrading here shortly, and you use the Magi, it's very unlikely for you to get infection and or die from this virus, or any virus. See, because this is likely to mutate in the next 6 months to a year. There's other bioweapons out there, like Ebola and other organisms, and you need more universal protection against pandemic bugs, because if a conflict starts anywhere in the world, bioweapons can be made by the, you know, people relatively small and relatively poor countries. And we need to have much more better strategies. The idea of grabbing people when they got a temperature and putting them in medical prison or even cross-contaminating them is stupid.
So, yeah, we may have something here. It's so far as good as far as the viral counts are
right.
Concerned. Talking about viruses.
Okay. I want to get you back on a little later. Can I give you a call later on this afternoon when I get back on after I have Josh Bernstein? That'll be around, I'd say around 3:40.
I have another consultation probably lasting about 2 to 3 hours this evening.
Okay, I'll get you back on probably tomorrow. Okay, so give me some information on what you find, and I'm going to dig up the equations you have that we got before from Linus Pauling on the molecular resonance equations, and I get the atomic mass of the SARS. We already know that we can knock out nogalase with 337 hertz, which is part of my Sabbath adenic frequency treatment that I take every day myself. Because when you get a virus, you got to knock out nogalase. Because the virus and cancer or infection generates nogalase to knock out your macrophages, so you can't kill the virus. So you have to knock out nogalase if you're going to be able to kill the virus off, and we have that too right now.
Very good.
Interesting, hey?
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Bill.
You're welcome. You take care. We'll keep in touch. I'll call you later.
Yeah.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah.
And we are back. We will be back in just a moment. Again, that's NutriMedical.com. This is us here at NutriMedical. We're going to go to a break for a few minutes, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. This is Dr. Bill Deagle recording a test for the first line of defense kit. This is the compressed main parts of the kit to protect against any airborne pathogen, such as avian flu, H5N1, H1N1, and now the SARS alpha strain of coronavirus, which is now spread from China to many countries and caused shutdown of now by February the 1st today all over the world, 2020. And we have, of course, a number of descriptions in this particular family of particular products. Includes the Neutrodyne.
I hear. Very happy.
It's a cost of $49.95. These are, by the way, a special price here, so you save on it at $199, quite a bit. NIOSH N95 mask, two masks. Neutro Silver, which is my monatomic silver spray, in a deuterium depleted thing with radionic frequency, so it's very antipathogenic for antiviral. Neutro Defense destroys the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses and bacterial cell wall of all pathogens, and the defense wipes, which will kill all viruses on contact as long as you keep them moist, and all pathogenic bacteria, and Power C Plus, which will stop the cytokine storm. It's the thing that will kill you or put you in cardiogenic shock. So Power C Plus, the only neutral pH vitamin C at high dosages, worth many grams. We have Allicin Med, which was from a German source, which is 200 milligrams more Allicin than Halimed from Britain, from Dr. Peter Josting, which will kill all viruses, bacteria, fungi, and secondary pathogens like pneumonia and so on that can happen after viral infection. Nutrimine 26Y that tags the pathogens with immunoglobulins and cell defense, which is our antipathogenic anti-cytokine that will clear not only stem cancer cells but also block the cytokines and cause the cytokines terminal to kill you from a bacterial, viral, or the sepsis. And it has 700% more absorbed than any other curcumin to America in the world. I'm going to play a little video and see if this video works and see if we get feedback here as well. So play this and see what happens. This is a video that I have put together last week and released on the 3030.
You want to understand? This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report radio show on CRN Talk Radio. January 2020 with a major update and plans for a personal, community, and national response to the SARS coronavirus now presented in China and now around the world as a...
By the way, you can watch this video on my YouTube channel and Vimeo channel. If you go to NutriMedical.com, it's all free. Let me move forward, and I'm going to go to some parts of the video that explain some things. We see this is back a week ago, the number of countries it spread to. And then, of course, we're going to see a little further here some of the other major issues. We have SARS, we have the quarantine and RNA vaccine, which they're talking about in 90 days. This is a deadly vaccine. We have, of course, a number of nutraceuticals, and we'll start with some of them. We have, of course, Neutrodyne, which is a plasma iodine. It's nascent. It kills off all and gets rid of all halides, but it actually it will kill all known pathogens, bacteria, viruses, and parasites.
Neutrodyne is a monoatomic plasma iodine.
I love you, sweetie.
Right.
See that bright brain full of activity?
Ah. I tried to jump back to something here, so.
Mine is the other one. 50.
It will kill all known viruses, bacteria.
Okay.
You can also.
We have Allicin Med.
The atomic resin.
We have Nutridyne, NutriSilver.
Keen.
We have NutriDefense.
It's not important.
We have Nutrimune 26Y. We have our NIOSH masks that will kill all radiological particles, neutral particles, and viruses and bacteria. We have PowerZ Plus.
It's not the sun that burns you, it's your cytokines in your skin, the same way as if you have a pathogen in your blood. If it's a virus, bacteria, or fungus, if you got a burn or a fall, it's your own cytokines and your immune cells for these that cause all the damage.
Yeah, exactly.
For example, the cancer for typhus and the flu or...
we look at the different pathogens here over time, so you can look at the video and watch this later. It's important to understand what's going on here. There's a number of pages of text here. I want you to understand that. Here we go.
Or if you're traveling on a flight or at port of entry on a boat, you should be wearing a mask.
You want to reduce viral exposure, airway safety, antivirals, etc.
You want to get defense wipes in a Ziploc bag, and you want to make sure you're washing your hands carefully, but also use these defense wipes. The problem is that if this pandemic gets worse, they're probably going to quarantine people who are traveling by air and by ports.
But the quarantine now is 14 days, not 2 days, as I thought. That's going to get real serious. Let's see what we have here.
SoundCloud, etc. All the shows, by the way, are audio from Sierra Talk Radio, and I've done it with Genesis partner. Vaporized paramagnetic material, which is people, concrete, which is autoimmunity. You want to use my natural antivirals, which I mentioned above, and anti-cytokines like PowerZ Plus, and also we have one called Cell Defense Plus. You can email me, as I mentioned earlier, at NutriMedical@DrBillDeagle.com.
So I want people to understand we have these things available right now. This is a short video. I'm just trying to make sure that we get the information out to you immediately. If you have questions, I'm going to embed this on our First Line Defense Kit site. So the link also will be up to the coronavirus video that will be under the First Line Defense Kit. You can watch the full video free. And this short video explains the First Line Defense Kit. So do get this immediately. And there's some additional products, as I mentioned here, available also, besides the main kit, which are the Allicin Mad, the Nutrimune 26Y, the Cell Defense. The core kit of these products I mentioned already, Nutridyne, NIOSH Mask, NutriSilver, NutriDefense, Defense Wipes, and PowerC Plus. Amazing price, and we ship it out to you right away. And there's free shipping in the United States. Get it, order in immediately, because we're getting slammed already by many, many people panicking justifiably about this danger. It's infectivity is up to 2 weeks, so they can grow in your body and spread virus. The average person is going to spread it to 14 people. The incubation is up to 2 weeks, which is very long and very bad. We have also that apparently the case fatality rate we have so far, although it may revise, looks like it's 15% of people that get infected and proven by PCR. And 83% of the people exposed to the virus get infected, which is astronomically high. This virus is in the sweet spot of the most dangerous viruses in history. And it may mutate as an RNA virus, plus it plan on a dangerous vaccine against it, which is similar to the Gardasil vaccine that causes side effects, as you'll listen to the video. And I'm doing another update video, probably this weekend, today, February 1st or February 2nd. This will also be posted up on the website and under the First Line Defense Kit. So you'll be able to see that. This shows a picture of some of the products right here there for First Line.
Yeah, hi, Fried, you're
for
all God's set.
Sake, get it now. Protect yourself.
Yeah, are we, what are we doing?
Get yourself ready.
We're going live here in just a second. I'll go right back.
It's one second here.
Is this GCN today? Or?
No, we're on our live Vimeo to YouTube, Facebook channel on Vive Vimeo. And when we go back on Genesis Network, we're going to be doing live video and audio at the same time. Pretty cool. So in other words, when we go to commercial breaks, we'll play our commercials on video. Well, they're playing the Genesis commercials, which include ours and others. And we'll be on Vimeo live as well. We have a button right now on our NutriMedical site. We'll soon have it over on Deagle-Network and Clay and Iron, plus a live audio button that you can play on your phone, iPhone, anywhere. We'll be on our UK radio.co station in the UK live, and also on all of our sites. So anybody can listen to the show or watch the video. So I'm going to go down here. I'm just going to reduce the size of this picture just a bit here. And let's see if we can reduce this a bit. Go the opposite way. Go down, down, down. There we go. And we're going to actually talk about Cardiovasc. You can see it here on the bottom of the screen here, Cardiovasc. Blow up just a bit here. And we will actually go and talk about the products. We're going to shop products and go down to A to Z. And we'll open up and see if we can blow this up a bit here. Here we go, now we're in business. And we'll go down to Cardiovasc here, and then we'll talk about the Cardiovasc formulas and open those up so we can actually look at them and talk about the specifics in them. So, here we are, Cardiovasc. We have the Cardiovasc liquid and the drops here. I'm going to open up the capsules and we will actually pop open a page here to actually look at the product, which will open up in a second here. And now we look at Cardiovasc. It's a very important form of heart and vascular health. You can see the bottle here. And we're going to go down through some of the things. We have a video, of course, if you go to NutriMedical, that'll explain about Cardiovasc. Formula is developed by your dad, Sam Ibrahim, trained in pharmacognosy in Germany. And there's a number of things that are in this formula that make it very, very unique. Seven synergistic herbs. There's his whole story here going back to the 90s. Sam got trained in Germany on pharmacognosy, which is the use of this. And, of course, there's seven synergistic herbs. And let's go through some of them. We have, of course, the cayenne for digestion, garlic, hawthorn. Let's go through each of them. The first one I'd like to talk about is the Vitaxin that's in the leaf and flower plant from the hawthorn. And it's a cardiotonic, and you have to use the right part of the plant from the right continent. So that's important to understand that when you're looking at this. That is the European physicians discovered the hawthorn berries were very important for cardiotonic, but of course it's the leaf and flower that does it, not the berry itself, done in research in Germany in the bioflavonoids. And the next one, of course, is the aged garlic. It has to be aged garlic. Is going to affect angiotensin-converting enzyme and also decrease the C-reactive protein. Third is ginkgo biloba, which lowers blood viscosity. We use that along with our natokinase. There also we can obtain, if necessary, lumbrokinase from China. The natokinase is very, very good. It's from the natto bean, and it has a bacteria on it called Bacillus subtilis. And the natokinase enzyme actually lowers blood viscosity, which is not related to the intrinsic and extrinsic blood pathways. So the fourth component, of course, is related to nitric oxide, which is the?
Cayenne.
And the cayenne, let's see if I can pull up that one here right now. We have the milk thistle. The cayenne is very important because the cayenne does nitric oxide, allows you to reduce what we call peristaltic contraction of your blood vessels after they get the initial shearing force from the heart. And it's very important to understand that cayenne is very important in nutraceutical because we have another formula called Supernox, and we're doing some redesign of that as well. You take our cardiovascular, you want to take Supernox, you want to take some other nutraceuticals with it, which we'll go over later in a minute. So the other ones, of course, we have is milk thistle, which I have up on the screen right now. I'm going to blow these up a little bit. The milk thistle is a very universal detoxification agent. And then we have bilberry, which has anthocyanidins and phytochemicals that get rid of free radicals. Its smallest antioxidant is our hydrogen, which is a product we call H2-plex. And also fat-soluble thiamine, carnosine D-link, we call it, and Nutritral, a long-acting alpha-lipoic acid, gets rid of singlet oxygen radical. Hydroperoxy radical is our cell detox glutathione and selenium persiferate from John Hopkins. And nitroperoxy is tocotrienols and tocopherols. We also want to lower heart cytokines with our Cell Defense Plus formula, which is 800% more absorbed than any other curcumin in the world. And we're working on an upgrade of that formula that maybe I'm going to meet a gentleman from India today to do some further upgrades in that formula. So this formula, which is cardiovascular, is extremely important to lower blood pressure and improve perfusion. Are there anything else that we didn't mention in those seven synergistic herbs? We have, of course, the valerian that basically puts you into a state of healing and parasympathetic regeneration, which is when you go to sleep at night, you heal and regenerate. I think we covered pretty well everything. Is there anything else that I haven't mentioned?
No, you got them all.
Now, the cardiovascular formula, I'm going to go over what you should take with it. You need to take with that CoQ10 Supreme, which is the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol Reserve Form, which does cross the blood-brain barrier, can reverse gum disease and turn off migraines. You want to take magnesium glycinate, the best tolerated magnesium orally for the periphery. We want to take our vascular carnitine that will help the spark the heart to contract. You want to take our ultrathiamine B1, fat-soluble thiamine, cell detox glutathione, and gamma E+, and the Cell Defense Plus. And, of course, we have also Omega Supreme Pro, which is a monoglyceride, 400% more absorbed than any other fatty acid. Those are the core. We have some other ones that can help you, along with our minerals like Vitamineral Max and Minerals Plus for your heart. And as I mentioned earlier, the Nutritral and carnosine D-link are good for the heart and reducing hemoglobin A1C and diabetes. And the fat-soluble thiamine and ultrathiamine B1 will get rid of what's called microalbumin. So if you're diabetic, we have other therapies. I did a video on the weekend on ECP therapy, which is pulsatile bladders on your legs that are gone to a cardiologist. The treatment was developed some years ago to reverse heart and vascular disease in your brain, your heart, your kidneys. And we also, of course, have peptides and exosomes for organ regeneration and epigenetic frequency therapy for regenerating your heart and blood vessels. So this is amazing technology. And, of course, we have the cardiovascular bottle here, as they say here. We also have the cardiovascular in its form. Oops, the cardiovascular in its form here for the liquid too. Let me see if I can just pop back to that. Let's see. There we go. There's the liquid right here, and I'll pop that one up. But basically, the bottle is just 15 drops equals one capsule. So people need to understand that's available right now. Now, we have two other products that are going to be available here shortly. We are upgrading what's called the superfolate. And let's see if I can... they give that along with the Power Muscle B12 for methylation support, for getting rid of homocysteine and detoxifying chemicals, heavy metals, and so on. So superfolate here, let me see if I can pull that one up here. We're going to be... The picture on the left-hand side, superfolate, we're going to be going from 2,000 micrograms to 5,000 micrograms, and putting in a methyl cellulose release technology, so it's going to be superfolate TR. We also have a new pain cream that will be launching next week, just around my birthday, which is next Saturday, which is called Pain Away, P-A-I-N, capital A-W-A-Y, Pain Away, P-A-I-N with a capital P, then a capital A-W-A-Y. Tell us what's in the Pain Away cream.
Sure. So the Pain Away cream and other formula is developed by my dad. And the main components are the glucosamine, MSM, turmeric, boswellia, devil's claw, and menthol. So these are, again, it's a synergistic formula. All of these things work together so that the sum is greater than the individual parts. We've had great success with this formula, lots and lots of positive testimonials. This is something that really helps with everyday type of pain. You know, your daily day aches and pains, joint pain.
Well, it also turns off the inflammation, because your skin is like a plasma screen for the computer of your brain. So, fill us in on, go through the components a little slower, okay?
Oh, I'm sure, yes. So the first component then would be the glucosamine, which is quite well known internally for joint pain, but also has external applications. The methyl sulfyl methane, MSM, quite popular in external creams.
Yeah.
The turmeric, there's a lot of turmeric.
Turns off the cytokine levels. That's what we love, the turmeric. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
And this is liposomal, so it's going to get good absorption. You also have frankincense in there, too, which is unusual. Rick, tell us about that. It's a very exotic oil.
Yeah, it's frankincense, otherwise known as boswellia.
Yeah.
Again, it's a traditional herbal medicine, right? So we've combined that with the turmeric and the devil's claw. Right, it's a herbal concoction, I guess, that we mix in with to the formula, and it gives it adds a lot of potency to those. We have lots of testimonials. We have people that have been using this formula for almost 20 years now, and it's just one of those things that people, once they start on it, they can't do without them. You know, I have people that they tell their friends tell their friends, and, you know, we don't advertise it. We just...
It's very, very good. So these are amazing products. Now, they'll be available by next week. Now, my birthday is the 15th, which is 5 minutes after midnight on the 15th, so we're going to have a two-day sale. Just 2 days, which is basically Friday the 14th and the 15th. We're being slammed by people wanting our nutraceuticals. It's important to take care of yourself with your general health. That's why cardiovascular, when you were dealing with things like the SARS coronavirus, which is a biological super weapon. So I appreciate you coming on today, Fried, and giving us all those major updates. I will be taking another break for a couple of minutes. We're going to get on David Dees, who does a lot of our art, and then we are hoping to get Dr. Greg Ford on, who's actually been talked to by NPR. They want to bring him on. I hope they don't want to just mock him, because he's a major release of his book on Midnight and Samara, but it's important to understand, if you don't take care of your health, you're going to have a serious problem down the road. I learned a lesson many, many years ago by a very wise nurse almost 50 years ago. She said, there's no such thing as an accident. Everything's pretty well on purpose. In other words, if you eat improperly, if you don't take vitamins, if you don't eat organic food, something bad's going to happen down the road. Usually it's something like heart disease or cancer or dementia. And these things will protect you. If you take the cardiovascular along with my essential oils like Omega Supreme Pro and the other supplements I mentioned, like magnesium glycinate, VascuCare, carnitine, CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, and the antioxidants to get rid of single oxygen, H2Plex, cell detox glutathione, the fat soluble thiamine, etc., and the gamma A plus for tocotrienols, and their cell defense, you're going to do well. You're going to be fine. But if you don't, just an organic diet is not sufficient in our toxic world nowadays. And you'll notice that people say when they take this, and I'm going to go head-to-toe with the Cardiovasc. When they take the Cardiovasc, what I find kind of interesting is they actually say, hey, doc, let's see if I can pull it up here. When I take the Cardiovasc, they actually say, hey, first thing is my head, my brain's working better. I actually remembering my grandchildren and my shopping list. They say that, hey, my angina disappears, my blood pressure is under better control. They say my legs don't crap up when I do a weekend warrior where I haven't done work all week and then all of a sudden I want to do 18 holes of golf, and then they wonder why previously their legs are cramping up and they take the cardiovascular and it stops. So it improves perfusion, which is the German term is Kreislauf, and perfusion is king. The Chinese have a lot of technology for measuring perfusion because it's a better measure than just measuring blood pressure, and when you start taking cardiovascular, perfusion dramatically improves, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming on today, and again, you can get these at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. We have sales on every major holiday. This next one is 2 days, which is the 14th and 15th. If you put in the code LOVE, L-O-V-E, you're going to save 7%. LOVE, L-O-V-E. Love Dr. Bill. Love his wife, Michelle. Love Fareed, who brought us these amazing supplements. The word is love. Thank you for coming on. Thanks for having on. I always try to have a little bit of humor. I was watching a show last night about Canadians, okay? Of course, my mom is from North Dakota. My dad was Canadian, so the first part of my life I was raised there, so I'm kind of like a closet Canadian. I call it Can-American. I could run for president because I was born in Detroit, but the last two-thirds of my life were in America, including practice down here. But I got a kick out of watching it because there's a lot of Canucks that actually contributed very greatly to America to make it great. It's not just great because of great Americans. It's great because of great Can-Americans, isn't it?
Yep.
Do you like that term, Can-Americans?
Can-Americans, yes, sir.
They can. They can get things done. Thank you, Fareed. We'll have you back on next week. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to cut for a break for a minute here. We're going to go back to our first line defense kit. We'll be back in a few minutes. And the timeliness is very scary. So take care and take action with NutriMedical every day of your life. Listen to the show. We will be starting back on doing more shows on Vimeo, but also transitioning back to Genesis Network in the next few weeks, perhaps as early as early February or 1st of March. And I'll be another star on the Genesis Network with our programs put on many AM stations, as well as satellite and easy to listen to free. Free, no charge, to listen to all the shows. Take care, take action. Yeah, David, you're all set?
Day of your life.
Hang on. I'll be right back.
Actually, I have you on right now. We're ready to roll here. We're going to pull up the stuff on David Dees here. I'm just going to pull up his website here, ddees.com. And David, we have you on. You're live. And we're pulling up your main website. And the latest, of course, Art, you showed me earlier this morning was amazing, Art. By the way, you're probably the most amazing Photoshop artist I ever think existed on planet Earth.
Well,
or flat Earth, whatever you want to call it. Anyway.
Yeah, it's not a planet, it's the flat Earth.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. The coronavirus 220, and you have here, it's really funny, you put P psyop, which is funny. Sense of humor. And then the gas mask that the guy's wearing, it shows on the gas mask a couple of things. It shows the wreath with the New World there, basically. It shows also a thing with Central Intelligence Agency on the center of the mask. And then I think, what is it showing the other left-hand side there? I think it's showing something else, the New World Order-like, right?
Well, yeah, it's the, what did I put there? Well, that's the UN logo. Just was pointing out, I believe that it's a designed bioweapon. And
yeah, it is, actually. An Indian scientist came out and mentioned that. They actually said they had to retract after he proved that the actual AIDS virus genes were in it, but other people came out and said, yes, there are. So we have HIV genes. So actually, when you get the coronavirus, it's like getting a cold that gives you HIV, and your CD4 cell count drops, and you have a cytokine storm, and you die. Now,
right, and also, this is the place in China, it's Wuhan, China, where the G5 is fully enacted, and it's all up in the whole city. So how do you feel about the G5 playing a part in the activation of this virus?
Well, it's going to suppress the immune system. In fact, we just talked in the earlier segment here with Dr. Truat, and we have the Magi. I have them unpicked in there, actually, near my desk, called a mini Magi, and they generate a resonant field of 432 hertz that will suppress all viruses. So I have one on my desk. I have one near my bed. They cover your entire home. You can buy a Magi device along with my nutraceuticals, my first-line kit. And this helps suppress the virus. So these are available right now. You can get them. The Magi, and the first line defense kit. Plus, we have additionally Allicin Med, Nutrimune 26Y, etc. I want to go through some of your artwork, and I'm going to let you talk, and I'll just tell you what pictures are showing you, because you have the a couple of different galleries. You've got the home gallery, and you got some other galleries there. So let's go look at the home gallery first.
The home gallery, just scroll to the right with your arrow on your keypad, and you'll see the next art.
Yeah. This one here shows sheeple, and shows coronavirus, and then it shows a picture. Oh, it's going too fast. How do I make it go slower?
Well, you just... Mine stops. I don't know.
This one, it used to stop, but now it's going real fast. It's kind of go zip, zip, zip.
Uh-oh. Maybe your arrow got stuck.
I know what you can do. You actually can go back and let me go to the home gallery. I think you have to actually hit the button to stop it.
Yeah. So, hit your space bar.
I hit the space bar button here. If I stop it, this first one, let me blow it up a little bit too. I'm going to blow it a little bigger.
Yeah, fill the screen. Make the art as big as possible.
Yeah, I want people to see the art here.
Good idea.
Unfortunately, it also moved my button over too, so that's not good. All right, here we are. It shows here, for example, Wuhan, China lockdown. I actually saw videos. I was up most of the night doing videos and getting it out to 30,000 doctors at the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And Dr. Bob Goldman and Dr. Ron Klatsen, who are the president, and we're going to be getting in touch with POTUS and his team. His team, unfortunately, are people that work directly for WHO and these big vaccine and drug companies are making these new things. By the way, the vaccine that they're doing tests, they think will be ready in 90 days. It won't be ready for the public for a year. By that time, by this summer, if this continues to grow at its compounding rate of 20% more cases per day worldwide, we'll be in medical lockdown and medical martial law by the summer here in America, and it's already that case in China. They're in medical lockdown right now, medical martial law in China today already. And this is a Nation Slayer. Listed in Medical Encyclopedia as a common cold infection horror of new hoax to force the U.S. patents eugenics vaccine. Yeah, this actually has, CDC has patents on the 2003 SARS coronavirus, and when I traveled in 1997 to Zurich, they gave me a box of documents showing these are bioweapons. So tell us about this art you did here, because I love the picture you did here.
Yeah, on his air mask there in the center, you see the logo for the World Health Organization, the WHO. And he's got the gun. What kind of? That's just a measures your temperature, a thermal scanner. They're just seeing who has fever. And so at the bottom there, I've got the scan in an airport where you can see the different colors. You can see who is on fire. You know, as far as temperature wise, I guess that's going to alert them to anybody that may be infected.
Yeah. Well, the problem is. Most people are going to go from 6 to 14 days before they get a temp. So we've actually calculated out that the average person who gets a temp already has infected 14 people.
Oh, great. Well, in the top right, I've got Bill Gates. He funded the vaccine developer and also funded the Netflix 2019 series called The Next Pandemic. I'm sure that was just a coincidence, although his father, you know, was head of Planned Parenthood.
You're really close. It's called Play. You have to put a little thing right before the Parenthood. Plan on hyphen Parenthood. On Parenthood.
On Parenthood, okay.
You like that? Anyway, you can probably, I give you some good ideas from some new art now.
You always do. You talk very visually, Bill.
Yeah.
The next illustration, he just says, hit the arrow, go to the right. I hope everybody's joining with us. We're at my website.
We're actually on now. Do you want to go to DDES.com? DDES.com. Buy the books.
Spell it out.
Go to the next.
Two E's.
Yeah.
Two D's, two E's. DDES.com.
Yeah, two D's and two E's, S, right? And by the way, what you do is hard on the eyes, but easy on the soul. How's that?
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, next one shows a blast of 5G network going through a teenager's head, and he's got a cell phone on. And of course, people don't realize that the actual final layer of the Mark of the Beast, which everybody's kind of scared from their Bible, is actually 5G. 5G is the devil's doing. It's the devil's wavelength, how to put it that way.
I believe that. And what I've shown here is that I've highlighted it in a magenta purple.
Right.
you know,
right.
The city is just rampant with this frequency everywhere, which is, you know, we are frequency beings. And
we're basically living, we live in an energetic hologram, and our body and our genes are actually basically the condensation of holographic frequency or voice. That's why it says the voice or the breath, the Yah, created us all. I call it the infinite dreamer. Next picture is a picture I have up now, which shows Nancy Pelosi with her eyes kind of bugged out, and she's got a gavel and looking guilty. Man, you are the funniest guy I know, I think. And you got all these hyenas in the back there laughing, guilty, 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 and they're all Democrats, right? I call them,
yeah.
I either call them dumb and crappy, or like Judge Pirro, we call them the demon rats. Right? And of
exactly.
course, I'm not saying that Trump is perfect, but, you know, he's a well-intentioned, high-level Scottish Rite Mason who wants to do good. And he's followed some of his advisors, like when they killed Qasem Soleimani, who is our enemy, killing us, but we killed a lot more of them. When we brought nerve gas, we have grade four on the show over there. We killed 1.5 million Iranians, a lot of them civilians, because we used VX nerve gas on the population on the border between Iran and Iraq. So people need to start grasping a message here. America is a very good nation and a very evil nation. We've done more good in the world and more evil in the world in the last century than anybody else. And if you don't get...
No doubt.
Okay, next one here. It shows this governor, who's, by the way, a pediatric doctor, and he's got a whole bunch of guns there. Tell us about this picture. Let's talk about this for a minute.
Well, this is... Hang on, let me see. Let me go back here. I'm loading a new illustration here. If you go back to the beginning, you'll see I just loaded a new... Let's see, hang on.
The gallery, right?
Yeah, in the gallery. I just loaded my newest Trump being acquitted.
I love that one. Let me go back there. I disappeared on me. Let me go back to home gallery and then...
Refresh it, go to home gallery, you'll see it. It should be the...
Yeah, it did, but unfortunately it tried to jump as soon as I hit there. Okay.
Do you get it?
No, it disappeared on me. Let me go back once more and see if I get it to stay there. Okay. All right, yeah, so it's today. I love it. He opens his shirt up and says, USA Today acquitted. Now, if we get through to Trump, he will be the best leader the world has had since King David, after he repented of killing Uriah to get his wife and have Solomon.
Yeah, think of that art.
Yeah, that's amazing. The air art is amazing. And then I see Nancy Pelosi with her eyes bugged out, tearing apart his speech. It's like, whoever Trump's speechwriter was, what Trump delivered was the best speech at a State of the Union address in American history. It is historic. Now, Trump's screwing up. He's pushing 5G network with Mick Mulvaney doing a little dance in the White House. He's pushing putting fracking dirty water down in Northern California to make power. And he's actually, some of his team are actually trying to see if they can overturn the Monsanto lawsuit, saying that Mount Satan, I call him Monsanto, producing Roundup is causing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So he's got to fire all these devils because Trump, I think, has a good heart. That's why he's trying to be... To bring people together and not have more unrelenting wars, which everybody else wants to do, including Romney, who's a rhino Republican, and a lot of Democrats that were cheering when he was going to go to war. So it's pretty obscene. Let's go down here to the... there's a picture of coronavirus again. There's a picture of the other one. And I want to go back here to the one we were talking about here a minute ago.
That's the Virginia Governor Northam. And he's a gun grabber, and so I have one of those metal claws that they use at the junkyard, just grabbing, getting ready to grab all the rifles.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think he's going to. I don't think he knows he's going to get guns. Let me explain the thing. I talked to my military. I took care of military the last 40 years, right to the Korean War, right, in Second World War. And this guy Northam is just an evil prick. Okay, excuse my English, people. But I don't care if he's a doctor. This guy's a devil. He's talking very calmly about the baby we keep comfortable, and after we decide they're going to kill them, as is after they're born. And I'm thinking, this guy's on camera, and he's talking like this, like, my gosh, man. And now, you know they're not going to get our guns. They can in China, because the people in China are disarmed. You got 93 million Americans armed. Well, average American has got anywhere from 4 to 30 guns. Many of them have bullet-making machines, and they have also rifles, crossbows, and other things. And I've had on my side over 10 years, both lethal and non-lethal technologies I've discussed with John Moore, who's a former Special Forces from Vietnam, and I've actually taken care of people in Special Forces and Delta Force, and I'm an inventor. I was making high explosives and solid rockets when I was 12, 13, 14. I had to make a toggle wall so it wouldn't blow my hands and head off as a teenager. So I want them to understand this. If you bastards think you're going to take our guns and trade our carts off to civil detention in railway cars where we've got shackles, we're going to kill you so fast you won't know if you ever had a pulse. And people, oh, you shouldn't threaten people. I'm not threatening. This is a guarantee. You come to my door, and I'm going to blow you to bits, or I'm going to hit you with a scalar weapon, and you wish you never came to my door. Okay?
Scalar weapon?
I have
scalar weapons over there, Bill?
I got all kinds of stuff. I'm actually going to show people how to build the damn things, both lethal and non-lethal. And if they want to come visiting us, just like a few years ago, the governor of New York wanted to pass a law to seize the guns of all vets that had PTSD. And the Delta Force said to the governor, they met him privately and said, you know, I found this out from my contacts and lawyers and so on. They met with the governor of New York who wanted to seize all the guns. And they said, you know, the first home will get the guns. The second home, they have armor-piercing weapons on their roof and they'll kill us. And they said, we're not doing it, governor. We're tough, but we're not stupid. So if you think we're going to go to ex-military and think we're going to start seizing guns and get them, we're going to die, governor.
Right.
We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. And you know what? If there's anybody, and by the way, the Canadians are just as tough as Americans, they're just more quiet and polite about it. Canadians are not going to put up with this crap either. That's why they had to take the law off the books of seizing people's guns or tallying them up in Canada. People who really live in rural Canada.
Yeah, hang on. So one thing, this illustration here, you know, but the, you know, I know it got you going. That's what I really enjoy about doing this art is that once you take a look and you understand it, then you start talking, and that's really what I'm trying to do is get people talking. And
yeah, well, you know, you see, the thing is, people don't have to agree. I like disagreeable people. You know why? I love the battle. I crave it. I crave dialoguing with people that think they know better, and then after a while, I intellectually beat them up so bad they relent, they tap out, okay?
They tap out
because I want them to understand I care about them, but I'm not going to be nice. The word nice in Dr. Deagle, or the word being rational or whatever, I do not believe in education. I believe in shockucation. And you should actually make a picture of this. It's called shockucation. It's like Dr. Deagle, and I'm holding 2 4,000-volt intellectual paddles to either one of their temples, and I'm shocking them, and their eyeballs are bugging out as they're hearing the truth. Because most people want to spit on Dr. Deagle, but I'm now, as of the 27th of November, of January, I got a visitation, and God said, you know what, your days of Rodney Dangerfield are over, Deagle. No one's going to spit on you anymore. They're going to show respect, because they know if they don't, they're going to die. And now, and that means that's how important your artwork is. That's why when I have you almost weekly, people need to get these books and start talking. Now, we have solutions. For example, we can have a solution so young people don't go in debt and can't get rid of their debt. You know, how would the banks get away with it that young person can't even go bankrupt and get rid of their debt so they can have a home and a family at 30? How can we allow it so that if somebody loses their health insurance, they can go bankrupt? Or if they do insurance, 83% of the people who go bankrupt already have health insurance, but they still go bankrupt because the cost of health care is so crazy, from malpractice attorneys, protocols given by state licensing authority to have their head so far up their behind. There's another piece of art you can do. People are what I call intellectual and spiritual contortionists. They're actually able to insert their cranium, actually rectally, so far up they can't even see their belly button from inside their abdomen. Okay? Yeah, it's gross, isn't it? But you know what? And then people want to spit on people like me that raise issues because they say, you're aggravating, you're an arrogant. No, I'm not. I'm a compassionate son of a bitch, and I'm also fearless. And people need to understand this. You're fearless by putting this artwork on, aren't you? Fearless.
Well, fearless is, I used to be fearless, but I've changed. It was really bad for my health. I don't really talk about what I went through when I was exposed in, you know, the star people so much. But the next illustration is of Netanyahu and Trump. And there, you see that one?
Yeah, I know. And then you see the picture of Qasem Soleimani that they killed. By the way, do you know he was down the green zone in an American car and a Hellfire missile hit him? Blew him up in an Iranian general. And these are, by the way, Qasem and this Iranian general were actually killing ISIS, which we created. In fact, I got selfie pictures sent to me by Special Op Forces that John McInsane was taking selfie pictures with in 2009 with Mr. Baghdadi, who actually Greg Ford actually personally interviewed years ago when he was in Iraq. He's an Israeli actor in the military that acted as the head of ISIS for us, and he had direct connections with Israelis. In fact, if you're ISIS and you get sick, you know where you go? You go to Israel to get taken care of. You got a gunshot wound or infection or something. You go to an Israeli hospital and you get free care. Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they got the real technology. Okay, no, they don't give it to us.
Now, let me tell
you. I know that there was a Howard Stern, you know, he his sidekick Robin Givens, or Robin Quivers, got a tumor the size of a grapefruit, and then she disappeared off the radio for about a month, came back completely healthy, but they weren't able to talk about it for a year, and when they finally were able to talk about it, they find out they gave her chemotherapy. And she said, I never felt so good when they gave me that chemotherapy. Can you imagine anybody, has anybody ever got chemotherapy, felt good?
Well,
she got the real solution there. So they got the cure for everything.
Yeah, I know that.
I want to go to the next article.
Well, I want to mention something about Netanyahu before you go, because you'll love this, okay? Right. This picture is very timely. Netanyahu is going up for election, I think it's March the 2nd. That's only about 3 weeks away.
Is he?
Yeah, and he's actually signed up with Trump on this peace accord that was thought up by Trump's son-in-law, the Wizard, otherwise at 666 Wilshire Boulevard, New York City, Jared Kushner, who's also a wizard and worships Rabbi Schneerson. Now, Netanyahu wants to give territory to the Palestinians, but also is going to disarm them, and he also wants to control territory to protect themselves from attacks by Egypt or anybody else. This peace accord, and this is something I've talked about for the last 21 years when I traveled with the Prophecy Club, is what's called the Abomination of Desolation. And Trump and Netanyahu, his figure, his only way he's going to get elected now against the guy, Benny Gantz, is if he passes this peace accord, which is the Abomination of Desolation, written up in the Bible as one of the final steps. And if Trump actually succeeds with Netanyahu, you know what title I want to give Trump?
Go ahead.
King of Israel.
Oh, is that right? There you go.
Well,
of course. I mean, he's completely backing the Zionists.
Right. Well, it's not Zionism. It's anti-Zionism, you see, because the people that run Israel are Khazars that came from the Southern Caucasus Mountains and attacked the caravans from Damascus to China twice a year. My grandparents, great-grandparents actually owned the largest caravan, the Bashas, from Damascus, Syria, to China for thousands of years. And the people now that are called themselves Jews in Israel were actually converted 9 centuries ago by King Balaam. They were actually pagans, believed in all kinds of Luciferic and we call reptilian things. And modern Judaism, as it is now, is not like ancient Judaism. They worship the Sephiot Zion, the Talmud of Babylon, and they're wizards. That's why Jared Kushner, they call themselves Jews, but the word Jew is actually in ancient terms was supposed to mean praise. That's why Jesus, Yeshua, was born among the people of praise. What we have right now in Israel is the Palestinians, 87% of them are genetically Hebrews and Jews, but the ancestors that wouldn't convert were beheaded, and the Palestinians are now terrorists right now, believe it or not, are actually genetically ancient Hebrews and Jews. Isn't that wild?
That is crazy.
And the people who are running the state, only 2-3% of them have any Hebrew or Jewish blood in them by marriage, so that the people running the state are the ancient Khazars, the people of Gog and Magog that are in the Bible, Ezekiel 38 and 39, I'm going to get Daniel Patrick on. They're the people of the Southern Caucasus Mountains, including the people who became the Rush. And these are the same people that are talking about. Ezekiel says, I'm against you, O Rush, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, Moscow and Tubal, which are grandsons of Noah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to understand. So this guy Netanyahu, his election is totally dependent on Trump and this peace accord, and you got a great picture here. So let's go to the next one.
Well, yeah. Let's do a little commercial for me here, because that's the cover of my Volume 4. That's my new book.
Just a second. I got to stop.
If you don't have my books, hang on.
Yeah.
If you don't have my books, go to my website, ddees.com, and they're actually on half-price special right now. And these are, I printed them with the highest quality, thickest paper. I mean, they're glossy. They are immaculate. You've seen them, haven't you, Bill?
Well, I have your book. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it's I call it visually a miracle. It's a miracle. I mean, honestly, a miracle of truth, and it hits you right in the stomach. It's like a visual gut punch to those who want to believe lies. This is a gut punch, isn't it?
It's pretty effective. You put this on your coffee table.
Well, this one here shows a picture of an aircraft with a. It looks like the Joker's face in the center of the aircraft, and it's got skulls, two on either wing, and it's spraying out pollution. It's looking like little bombs, and you have to understand. When you talked to me when you did this, but you know I took care of the pilots that were flying the Hercules 130 in Aurora, Colorado, and they shove out drones at 40,000 feet to fly higher. And they're putting
chemtrails. I mean, they're
yeah, these are,
aluminum.
Well, they're even going
barium. Hang on, aluminum, barium, strontium,
and thorium.
They say that there's lithium. You know, it's a real cocktail. It's really just a delivery system. It's just like a vaccine.
Well, what they do with these nanoparticles, which are aluminum, thorium, barium, and strontium, is it converts the air to a plasma, so they can pull scalar waves from satellites that are based on the HARP project. To control the weather and even trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes and send signals down to Earth that can affect biological life forms.
You'll see that the spray has an iridescent rainbow reflecting off of it. I mean, there's photographs of these little rainbows in the sky now because, you know, these particles are reflecting in a way that people, I've actually seen people on the internet where they go, wow, look how pretty. That's so pretty.
Well, you know, I'll get you going. You can use this for some of your artwork. It's called the pretty theory. And you can make a whole bunch of art on the pretty theory. People are pretty stupid, pretty smart, it's pretty horrible. But they're all pretty in one way or the other. You follow me?
Very pretty.
They're all pretty.
And so after I put some of the illustrations that are in the book so you can get a preview. You can look inside the book now if you scroll through.
Yeah, this one here. So I like this one. It shows George... George Bush Jr., I'm counting on you, don't discuss. And then it shows the Church of Christ without Christ, and it shows the Pope there and all the symbology of the United Religions. And by the way, do you know the World Council of Churches, the head of it is the Vatican and the Jesuit Pope. Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
Doesn't matter what religion you are. You can be anything. You can be a shaman. You can be a Baha'i. You can be a transhumanist. You can be an LGBT. It doesn't matter. Whatever you believe, as long as it's, I call it, and I got a new term for you, you'll love this for art too. Instead of religion, I call it real-lies-going-on. So religion becomes real lies going on. Do you like that?
Well, it is a delivery system just like the chemtrails. You know, the religions were taken over by the Luciferians pretty much, and they give you just enough to pull you in like a fish, like a lure.
Right.
And then,
they lure you in with good works and make you feel fuzzy. And then they do evil stuff.
Well, one of the evil things they do is they make you feel extremely guilty. You know about the religions. They give you a set of rules, and if you don't follow them, then you're not going to go to heaven. So that's a complete lie. You know, we're all infinite beings.
Well, let me explain. You don't go to heaven. If you don't have a heavenly relationship here on earth, you're not going there. And we all have three apartheid bodies. We have a physical body in the entropic world of time-space. And guess who's the king of time space? Lucifer. He's the king Kronos. And then there's the astral realm, the realm of consciousness, where he's actually the prescient god of time space. And then the infinite god of everything is the god of eternity. And there's a portion of that in everybody, in every living thing, every mountain, every animal. There's a portion of eternity in everything that exists throughout the entire universe. And people don't want to accept that. That's why the current view of religion is completely wrong, isn't it?
Well, like I said, it's a bait and switch.
Yeah,
but if you scroll through, you'll see more spreads from the magazine.
Right, I see 5G smart meters. This is a beautiful picture. It shows a little girl crying. She's got a little thing that looks like a frequency on her chest, and she's got a little doll in her thing. It's got a skull in the front of her little tricycle.
Yeah, so they're putting this 5G right in. I've seen photographs where they're right in front of a house, maybe less than 50 feet.
Oh, they're putting them in the steeples of churches. They're putting the banks of them on the side of apartment buildings. I have people to contact. See, I have people for years. What do I do, Dr. Deagle? I said, first off, the federal law does not force them, the utility, to make you have to opt out. You have to opt in to have 5G. But the utilities are getting away with murder, literally. I call cyber or I call spectral or frequency murder. Okay? That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm hypersensitive to it. If I'm around the Wi-Fi or this Bluetooth, it hits me in my head. My thoughts get scrambled.
Well, you know, it'll stop that as the Magi pads. We talked about that the first hour with Dr. Chuat earlier this hour. And the Magi pad will turn off the ELF. You don't even have to wear it all the time. You can just have it plugged in your home. It'll create a resonant field to block the electro pollution. And if you wear it...
Well, I'm hardwired, so I don't have it in my house here. But when I go to town, I can feel it.
If you wear your Magi pad, you won't have any electro pollution effects from... It has 432 frequency hertz, which is tied into the Sabbath frequency of all minerals. Because you remember, electro pollution, the way it works, is what's called e-toxins. I'm the one who coined the term e-toxin. An e-toxin is a resonant frequency, so if you have a mercury ballast light in your ceiling, it affects the same way as the mercury's inside your body. So when you're exposed to these e-toxins, they have the same biological effect as the toxic heavy metal and radioisotopes inside you.
And this cover is a Sheeple magazine. In this book, the volume 4 of my art, I included 53 covers of Sheeple magazine. Now, it's not a real magazine, but it looks like it. People have actually tried to order it. I just use it as a vehicle to bring up and explain some of the present-day horrors that we're going through. And maybe you have a little laugh at the same time.
But maybe you should have somebody actually start writing articles and just using your Sheeple cover as a promo. While they're getting not only your other books, but they actually can write up a Sheeple magazine and have articles behind it. That'd be kind of a cool idea, hey? If you're out there listening, why don't you become a Sheeple editor? How's that?
Good idea, yeah.
And you know what? If you're a good Sheeple editor, you know what you got to do? You got to have write articles that are good, what I call bog grain, you know? Because if you don't, remember that Masonic song that I learned when I was a member of Phi Rho Sigma and a barbershopper, I learned a song that was sung by the barbershoppers, you know, Ba, Ba, Ba. That's the song they talk about being a good level Mason.
Okay.
You ever heard that song before?
I don't remember that one, but, you know, I'm not really...
I'll dig it up for you. I'll dig it up for you, and someday I'll actually play it while we're doing the show, because you'll love that song, you know, and it's actually a Masonic song. It talks about being sheep. So it's a very, very typical song that ties in with your Sheeple magazine.
You know, all the astronauts in this this international fake station, they're all Freemasons, right? I mean, they have their Freemason rings on. They wear astronaut suits that are orange. You know, orange is 33 in numerology. So, you know, it's a big joke to them because people actually believe there's an international space station. What do you think of that, Bill? I mean, you know that's not true, right?
No, that's not that's not my perspective. I mean, that's yours, but I don't believe that.
Hang on. You believe that there's a floating place up there where it's going around the Earth?
Let me explain. When I was 60 years ago, when I had my near-death experience, I met God face to face, and He said there were more galaxies in the universe than grains of sand on every beach in the world. Now, you might believe that the world is flat, but there's a lot more than this just little local place we call Earth. The biggest problem is all the religions don't understand that God incarnates in a limitless number of worlds. In fact, He told me when I was up there in heaven, He shot me quantum mechanics, which is why in grade 11 I beat everybody to get a PhD scholarship to go to MIT. And He told me that the entire known universe is an elemental particle and hydrogen atom and a water molecule and a butterfly where He is still God. So people don't understand the world is not limited to a little, you know, almost like one of those little things you see at Christmas time where you're in a little domed world.
Snow globe.
That snow globe idea was thought up by the Vatican about 5 centuries ago to keep people like the Vikings from exploring the new world.
Well, let me ask you this. You believe that space is a vacuum. How is
it? It's not a vacuum. It's not a vacuum. It's not a vacuum.
Well, then why are they...
It's not a vacuum. There's particles up there and there's energy. And you have to understand space itself.
But you can't breathe in space, right? You can't breathe.
It's made of what's called... Have you ever heard of a thing called dark matter?
You can't breathe in space, can you, Bill?
No, because there's no oxygen there, okay?
If there's no oxygen, how does the sun explode and be fiery? I mean, doesn't fire need oxygen?
No, it doesn't. No, you got to understand. I have a background in nuclear physics, okay? The surface of the sun is only about 45,000 degrees. The coronosphere above the sun is 100,000 miles above the sun where the sun is burning. It's not burning on the surface. It's 100,000 miles above the surface of the sun, okay? the sun is and the same with, and you have to understand all the objects like our stars and planets, they're emerging from what's called white holes because their mass of all the stars in any galaxy are parallel equivalent, proportionally equivalent to the size of the black hole in the center of the galaxy. Space and matter enter the black hole, they emerge as stars and planets through the white holes through the space-time vortices. So the universe is constantly renewing itself and regenerating. They're like flowers. And the thing that controls it is called vortex mass of space-time. And
do you believe that the solar system is moving through space?
Oh, yeah, exactly. In fact, there's...
How fast is it going?
It's moving at enormous speeds, and people have to understand the entire galaxy not only spins, but the galaxies themselves are expanding and moving. And
you know that the North Star is directly over our North Pole, and it never moves. How is that possible?
No, that's not exactly true. The last time...
Exactly
that,
true, because no. They put a time-lapse... Hang on, they put a time-lapse... Can I talk? Hang on.
Yeah.
They put a time-lapse camera open. They open the lens, and they can see that all the stars revolve around the...
Oh, yeah, that's right now it is. That's at the moment. But the thing is, if we actually have... Professor McCanny and others have actually tracked that the original North Pole, before the fall of Atlantis, when the crust of the Earth moved, because it's moved five times in the last 120,000 years, and we have proof for it, not just conjecture. The last time it moved destroyed the empire of Atlantis and Mu.
So the North Star is directly over the North Pole, correct? No,
well, it is now, but you know what it was at that time?
But it's been there for a long time because the sailors used the North Star to...
That's for the last number of thousand years, but that's...
But 1,000 years. Okay, let's say it's 1,000 years. So how is it possible you can have a North Star directly over our North Pole that never moves, yet we're flying through outer space? It's not true. We're not going through outer space.
Oh, yeah, sure we are. You can rotate.
No,
certain.
We're not. No,
yeah.
We're not. There's no
yeah, yeah. Actually, there. I know all the physics. Anyway, here's the point. You want to think
of
a small.
Wait, I want you to answer, but hang on.
You want to think of a small parochial universe where we're like in that.
How is the North? Answer one question. How is the North Star over the North Pole and it doesn't ever move, and we're also flying through space at an infinite speed? Well, how do you explain that?
Yeah, it's real simple. The galaxy is very large, so if you're the Earth at the time before the shift. North Pole was actually South Baffin Island. We got proof for it. We even proof of the move of the shellfish. So what happened is, as the crust and move of Earth moves, because periodically we have what we call lithospheric disjunction, and all the dormant magma domes, all the deep underground bases that are being built by John Fiala and Phil Schneider for a Bechdel Corporation are dormant magma domes, and the crust and the Earth moves. The Earth has giant batholiths of oil and water. And there's giant caverns under Earth where they've actually drilled. In fact, my friend Jonathan Gray has been in them. And some of these go back tens of thousands of years. When they break through the caverns of the underground tunneling system in North Baja, California, New Mexico, John Fiala with their tunneling machine, sodium-cooled nuclear reactor, they found tunnels that were estimated by rock aging at 300,000 to 500,000 years old. The Earth is very old, probably 5 billion years old. And the universe itself, this at least our local universe, is around 13.5 to 14.5 billion years old, and the universe is constantly, and the universe is not a little parochial snow globe like you're thinking that we are. It's a vast
that's
place.
Exactly what I think it is. I think that.
And there's also vast beings.
Well,
let me explain.
Okay.
Let me explain. And
well,
we are.
Just explain.
Well, no. Let me give you the information.
I want the answer to why the North Star is over the North Pole.
That's easy. It's easy because the Earth is rotating in that direction. The point is that's not a problem at all. It's easy. Astronomy can prove it very easily. What's going on is our world's been dominated by what's called Draco Reptilians from the star system Alpha Draconis. All the ancient religions worship the Druids. In the Far East, they were called the Naga. In Palestine, they were called the Dagon. And the Temple of Dagon is where, remember that the guy Noah called in a whale, you know, we talk about he was vomited up by the whale on the beach of Syria. And he went to the city of Nineveh, to the Temple of Dagon. People have to understand all the Aesop worships. The modern Catholics, for example, the mitre on the top of the Pope is actually a symbolic of an ancient fish mouth of an amphibious Draco reptilian from the star system Alpha Draconis in the belt of Orion at 671.2 light years from here, and they're having one of their adjacent stars is collapsing right now, that's going supernova, and we have the gravity waves coming from that supernova right now that are triggering off earthquakes. That's why the earthquakes off of Puerto Rico 7.7, etc., they're triggered off by gravity waves from a collapsing supernova.
Huh.
This is science, okay? This is not like conjecture. The Vatican created this theory, and the maps that were given to Amerigo Vespucci to the Columbus were given to him. They came from Atlantis to the Alexandrian Library, and Antarctica was not even on the Antarctic until the last major slip. They moved from South America, which is an ancient empire, right? And that's why the Nazis were investigating. It's called Neuschwabenland. They had ancient temples there, animals, people, everything. It wasn't a desolate wasteland at the South Pole. It didn't exist back then. And we're not talking that long. We're talking about tens of thousands of years, not millions. It's moved.
How do you explain, I was curious, how do you explain that they can photograph Chicago across Lake Michigan, and that 60-mile stretch, it should be over a half a mile of curvature?
Because, do you understand what's called a Higgs boson field? Do you understand Higgs boson?
Go ahead.
Higgs bosons means that life is curved by time-space, and at the bottom of a building there's more gravitons than at the top. In fact, when you see these vehicles, if you know the FBI are actually seizing all of the third-generation infrared light scopes. You know why that is?
I'm just curious why you can see Chicago. I'm going to explain it,
because the reason why they're seizing them is because I saw this when I was at a conference more than a decade ago up in Los Angeles. The guy brought me an experimental third-generation infrared scope, and you could look up in space, and you could see so many UFOs up there, you're mind-boggling. You thought it was like a freeway. You have to understand 95% of those are ours and 5% are not. And I took care of the people.
Hey, I'm just curious. Why would you see Chicago across Lake Michigan?
That's easy, because you're curving light as well as time space. It's easy.
So it's curving, so it's an illusion.
It's an illusion, yeah, exactly.
You can see Oahu from Kauai.
It's easy. You're getting a curvature of time space. It's easy. It's nothing to it at all. Time-space curves.
Hold on. So you're actually saying that it is curving, but it's somehow we're looking around the curve of the Earth.
Exactly, by the curve time-space, because the Earth, you see.
What example do you have of that other than, give me an example.
Give me an example. Have you ever heard of the thing called the Society of the Bell? It's a German.
It's a Freemason thing.
It's a German society of the SS scientists. They were creating what's called gravitonic time-space, because they were developing a thing called anti-pulsion technology that the ancient people, the Vimana, the ancient Indians had. So they channeled it, and they realized that they could figure out, if they created a boundary zone of mercury plasma, they could actually create what's called a Higgs boson boundary zone, and you create anti-pulsion vehicles, which basically they aren't pulsion. They're spherical vehicles. That's what they had the Nazi symbol on them, and I actually took care of pilots that chased these vehicles, right, like the ones that died in the crash in 1947. These were Nazi vehicles that could do what's called FTL, or faster-than-light travel. And they curved time-space so they could accelerate off at 90-degree angles that would tear your head off. But because they distort time-space, they don't tear their head off, because at a time that it may take off, it takes seconds for an external observer, it might take 2 minutes. So people have to understand. If you don't understand the advanced quantum physics of time and space and curvature of light, you don't understand these things. The universe is a very vast place. In fact, every particle inside your body is yet another universe.
I have a question. How is a vacuum next to our atmosphere? I mean, give me an experiment.
It's not a vacuum. The word vacuum is not really correct. There's always particles and space.
Yeah, but whatever it is, it assumes it would take it would suck up our atmosphere, wouldn't it?
No. No, you don't understand. No, of course not, because it's called dark matter. Dark matter is made of what's called elemental particles, are not organized into what's called atoms and other molecules. You have to understand they're all of different forms of energy. 90 to 95% of the mass of the galaxies and universe is what's called structured time-space. It's called dark matter. They already have proof for it.
But there's no oxygen in space, right?
Well, there's some molecules up there, and there's ones there.
Yeah, but it's not what we consider oxygen. So how can you have a no oxygen next to an oxygen?
Well, no, because what happens is the oxygen is created. The things that create oxygen on Earth is coming from ringwoodite, which is a rock that's 410 to 660 kilometers deep in the Earth. And as gravity waves or coronal mass ejections hit it, it releases nascent oxygen and hydrogen. They rise up and become water, and water can be hydrolyzed into oxygen by plants. And so that's how photosynthesis works. They generate oxygen while they actually consume carbon dioxide. So that's
give
why
me
we.
An example of. Can you give me any example where there's no oxygen next to an oxygen environment? I mean, other than atmosphere and space. I mean.
Well, it's thin. No, I mean, the gravity of the Earth holds the objects down like water and planets and everything, and gravity basically is what's called. For example, if I want to make a buoyancy device, you simply make what's called Higgs boson boundary zone, and you get buoyancy. Just like if you take a concrete ship or a ship made of steel, you think, well, that should not float. It's called the principle of Archimedes. Well, that same principle applies to what's called gravity waves and antipulsion. Antipulsion is where you create a time-space distortion in front of the aircraft, so it flies into the time-space distortion. It's not propelled. It's called antipulsion. Do you follow me?
Well, not really, but I mean,
what I'm doing. You got to remember, I have both classified source and knowledge of things that are very, very well beyond the average person, even in advanced science. And
well,
the
you
fact
have
is,
to be able to talk to people that
don't I don't. No. People need to change, not me. I'm not changing. They're going to change. They need to pick up a little fragment here or there and understand that I know every topic I talk about. I know virtually everything about it.
I have a question. The thermosphere. What is the temperature of the thermosphere?
The thermosphere. You're talking about the upper. There's five layers of the Van Allen radiation belt that's generated by the Earth. The inner core.
What is the temperature up there? They say it's 2,500 degrees, right?
Where?
The thermosphere.
No. If you get out into outer space, you're dealing with near absolute zero. I mean, it's just only a couple degrees above absolute zero.
That's not what the science books say. They say the thermosphere is 2,500 degrees.
No, that's not true. There's no evidence of that at all. No, even the sun.
Even when
people talk about the sun itself doesn't burn. It's the chronosphere above the sun, 100,000 miles above the sun. See, a lot of people don't know any science, okay? I don't know any regular science. I know advanced science, but most people aren't going to study until the latter part of the 21st century. Do you follow me? I took care of classified people that work at Space Command. And those other places, and I took care of the space fleet that flies between here and our colony on Mars. And one
do
of
you believe we went to the moon? You believe that?
Oh yeah, that was all they actually made those things because they didn't want people to believe there. Why do you think the space program went dark?
The computer that they used. They say they landed on the moon.
No. You don't need very advanced technology, and they didn't use the normal stuff. It's not that hard to get.
How come they can't do it again? I wonder why they never went back.
They didn't go. That's because they don't want you to believe they went back. They have had 5 years before the Eagle landed on the moon. They actually had mining operations for helium-3. Do you know that? And guess what? They believe me, the Chinese. So guess what? They already this year, and you'll see it on the moon. The Chinese are landing and starting to mine helium-3. And based on my design, the Chinese have built a tokamak fusion reactor in China right now as a demo. Did you know that?
Did you see the images of China landing on the moon? Do you believe those are real?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yeah, they're real. And the
Go to YouTube, everybody, and look at China landing on the moon and see if you consider that to be real.
Yeah, listen. The Chinese are not as full of crap like the American secret agencies.
Okay.
And the Chinese are already assigned 3,500 scientists to actually develop what's called tokamak fusion reactors. And what they do is they mine helium-3 from the chronosphere of the sun that crystallizes on the moon, and they're going to sell fusion reactors to everybody else in the world. So the reason is that they have more scientists and engineers graduate from Beijing alone than all our PhDs and all our scientists in North America. So they're eons ahead of us. 85% of their politicians are our PhD engineers and scientists. They're not idiots. The problem is
well, my background is in creating imagery, and I'm pretty aware of
AI. Well, what I'm trying to tell you,
it looks totally fake to me. Okay, and I'm
right. Well, we're not living in a snow globe. But see, here's the point: the vast universe we live in, people don't understand the nature of reality and the nature of the structure of the universe, and that's what I have to teach people, because the days when I was being treated like a Rodney Dangerfield are over.
Let's wind this up.
Here's what I want you to do. I want people to go to get your art, because it starts dialogue like this, which is good, because I want people to understand we're going to get further proof that's going to get rid of, blow away this idea of the snow globe. It's also going to blow away the idea of our current, we call parochial religions on Earth, because they think that there's, like, for example, Catholics think there's three gods, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. There's one God, and that God can incarnate in a billion worlds. That one God has built an infinite universe where he is not limited in time, space, or dimensions. And when I went to heaven, he showed me tens of thousands of worlds, not just one world, tens of thousands, that he told me I was not allowed to talk about it for 60 years until last weekend. He gave me permission to talk about it. I have been in the spirit to tens of thousands of worlds, both human and non-human beings, across the vast universe, and he brought me before what's called the Council of the Eschaton, represented by 100 million civilizations. When I was 8, 60 years ago. Okay?
Wow. Okay, let's wind this up.
See, I want people to understand this. I have experiences that no other human being has ever conceived of that explain...
I really got to run.
I want them to understand this, yeah. So I appreciate it. So, David, go to David D's, get this amazing art. You're going to be... This is going to start dialogue, like the 5G network is a killer thing. We're dealing with stuff that literally is trying to terminate the human race. And, you know, other than we may be different on things, I like a dialogue. I don't mind if people disagree. I love a dialogue because I like wrestling with ideas so people will get closer to the truth. Look at the Vatican. We think this guy's good. You got a picture of the Pope here, and it shows the sustainable development. In 2016, before Barack Obama lost his last year...
Hang on. I got to run.
Okay, you take care. Listen, David, thanks for coming on. The website is DDES.com.
DDEES. Two E's, two D's. Okay.
Absolutely.
DDEES.
Yeah, you take care. We went over time, but that's okay. We're on video.
Thank you, sir.
I had fun with you. This is great. Take care.
Okay, bye.
And we will be back in a minute. We're going to do another... we'll be back going over Nutramedical and our supplements here in a moment. And I'm going to take a break. We will be back and do a third hour in just a moment. A second hour.